Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to another edition of the Sitting in the Park show. Today, I'm going to start off the show with an interview with a member of the Chicago group, The New Concepts. So I have Frank Clark up in here in the studio right now. You want to say hi?
Hi, how you doing, everyone?
Okay, cool. So I guess at least for the first part of the show, we'll be doing discussing sort of the history of your group and the members of the group and playing some of your records.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, and if anyone has any questions or comments, you can call up here at 773-702-8424. So the big record that you had in Chicago, it was a cover of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And the flip was a pretty good song, too. It was called Give Me Another Chance.
Correct.
So let's first talk about when you formed the group. Well, actually, let's start off even before the group. I guess we could start off with your history of you as
man.
A singer. So the New Concepts was one of the first groups that I'm interviewing here where you weren't a high school group.
No, we weren't. We all met when we were all up, actually our early 20s.
Okay, so, but did you sing when you were in high school?
Oh, definitely. I mean, tell you the truth, I started singing way back in 1955, really.
Okay, so that's a long time ago.
Right, it's when, what's his name, I'm trying to think of it, Frankie Lyman and Teenagers, okay. Moon Glows, all those groups, they inspired me to start singing.
Okay, so when were you in high school, like what years were you in high school?
I was in high school, take that back, I graduated in 61.
Okay.
And I graduated from grammar school in 57.
Okay, so in high school, what high school did you go to, actually?
St. Elizabeth, and then I transferred to Chicago Vocational.
Okay, and you were saying that's in Chat. Is that in Chatham, or you were from the Chatham area?
Yes, I was in the Chatham area as in high school, right.
Okay, and you told me that, I was asking before if you knew of any other groups that came from St. Elizabeth.
At one time when I was in grammar school, I remember this guy used to always be singing at his place on 41st and Wabash called the Shield House.
Okay.
And later on, he became Eugene Records.
Okay.
And I remember him vaguely not singing at the Shield House doing different shows. And people used to always look at him and say, ah, this guy can't sing. And now you see what happened.
Yeah.
He wound up being the one that really truly did what he had to do.
Yeah, I mean, his voice defined the sound of the Shy Lights pretty much, that falsetto.
Yes, definitely.
The high voice. So, yeah, actually, I know somebody, his name's Bert, and he was in a doo-wop group as kids with Eugene. He's got a really funny picture of them as, like, 12-year-olds. It's a real nice photo, but maybe I'll interview Bert here sometime. But anyways, so he was older than you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, anyways, you didn't actually, so you were in some groups, though, in high school, right? Do you remember what any of the groups were called?
Vaguely, no. We're going way back.
Okay.
Most of the groups I was in, I can remember, were when I was adult, basically.
Okay. So when you were in high school, you weren't in any groups that ever recorded anything?
No, none at all.
Okay. And you were telling me that after high school, you were in a group with Cy Richardson.
Cy Richardson, right.
And
Willie Cager. And another guy named Charles. I can't remember Charles's last name right now.
Okay. But Cy Richardson was in the doo-wop group Little June and the Januaries, and he's kind of a famous actor right now.
Oh, yes, he's doing this thing out in California.
So then ultimately you formed the New Concept somewhere in the late 60s, right?
Right.
So you had been out of high school. I know your record came out around 69, I think. So, and if you graduated 61, you've been out of high school for like eight years already.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
So you were like 26, 27 when you formed the group, is that right?
Right.
So you had been in some other groups in the 60s, but none of them had ever recorded anything?
None whatsoever.
And then, so how did you end up forming the New Concepts?
Oh, this goes way back. Like you said before, I grew up in Chatham as a teenager.
Okay.
And I met a young fellow, and I can't remember his name now because we're going so far back. You know, we all had nicknames. And he told me about a young guy that was from was from New York. His name was George Purnell.
Okay.
And he was a DJ at this club on 75th and, I think it was Eberhardt, maybe Rhodes, called a Zombie. The people in our age group didn't know what we were talking about.
Okay.
And I met him, and he introduced me to another guy named Frank Williams, which is from New York City. And I knew another guy that grew up with me in Chatham called Paul Barnes.
Okay.
So we would get together. George was a DJ.
Okay.
At the Zombie Club. So we had access to the club when no one was there, and we go in and start rehearsing. And George came up with this idea of doing old classic tunes, and Over the Rainbow came out.
Okay, so
go ahead.
So your group had actually formed to cover like old kind of show tunes, is that?
Exactly.
Okay. So, I mean, what was the idea that you were going to record it, or you were going to do shows with it, or what was
we
the
We were going to do both.
Okay. So you actually explicitly formed just to record kind of these old show tunes.
Exactly.
So you formed, and you guys started just, you just all met each other. You said you first, you knew George, and you knew, and someone introduced you to Frank.
Frank Williams.
Okay.
And I knew Paul Barnes. So us four got together, and it was just a blend that got together, and it really worked out.
Okay, so this first record that you did was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It was released on Philips Records, which, you know, was in Chicago and released a bunch of stuff in Chicago at the time.
Exactly.
So do you remember how you got hooked up with Philips Records?
Well, George, with his bright idea as usual, he's a go-getter. He said, let's go into the studio, make a demonstration tape, and take it to the different recording companies here in Chicago. So we went to Chess, we went to all those companies here, and Philips, or I should say Mercury,
okay,
Johnny Moore and
Jack Daniels,
right,
yeah,
heard it and they liked it. They
okay
told us, come on in. And that's how I started, right then and there.
Okay, so you had actually already recorded the record. It was like, and you took it as a demo to all these studios.
Exactly.
So is the version that's on, that got released, the version that you had already recorded?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, I'm going to play the record and then we could talk some more. So this is the New Concepts with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where over the rainbow.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. We're in the middle of an interview with Frank Clark, who was a member of the Chicago group The New Concepts, who did that record that we just played. So that was your guys' version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And you were telling me that, first of all, who sang lead on that record?
Frank Williams is his name.
Okay, and who sang all the other parts on the record?
Frank Clark was singing first tenor, George sung second tenor, and Paul Barnes sung baritone and bass.
Okay, so we were talking before we played the record about how you guys explicitly formed with the intention of doing like show tunes.
Exactly.
So why was it your goal to do like show tunes instead of like soul songs or something?
Well, we had a guy named Paul Barnes, the one that can do all of it. He was a bass, first tenor, second tenor, baritone. He was a guy that can sing all the funky tunes.
Okay.
And Frank Williams was more of a balladeer.
Okay.
So we would put him out front, and any time he was out front, we would sing the show tunes all the stuff that was really melancholy, crossover groups to the other white side also.
So the intention was to put out records that could cross over to a white
crossover
audience?
Crossover, yes, and eventually try to make it to Vegas also.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. That was the goal of so many groups to go to Vegas. But anyway, so and actually, you were telling me, who was the DJ again? Was that Frank was the DJ, or the guy who was the DJ at the clubs?
Oh, that was George Purnell.
George. So even though, but Frank was the guy, the balladeer, you were saying, who was singing lead. So he was
exactly.
So the B side of this record, actually, it was a song written by Johnny Moore and Jack Daniels called "Give Me Another Chance."
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing it for you earlier. It's actually, they reused a record that they had done on another group called The Classmates. So they originally recorded it with a group called The Classmates and titled it "You Can Do Me Some Good." And then they reused the record as "Give Me Another Chance."
Correct.
But you didn't know at the time.
We didn't know anything about that.
So I'll play your version. Is kind of like an updated version of the song that I'll play. So did Somewhere Over the Rainbow, did you know if it got play?
It got played in Chicago. The East Coast got quite a bit of play also, we heard.
Okay.
In some parts of Florida.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I see the record. It turns up in Chicago, so probably got some play.
Oh, yeah, definitely got some play in Chicago.
Okay, well, I'm going to play the B-side now. Give Me Another Chance, and then we'll talk some more.
Okay.
Irresponsible,
Okay, we're back in the studio here with Frank Clark, member of the New Concepts. That was just the B-side of your first record. That was Give Me Another Chance. And you were telling me, yeah, it mainly just got played on the A-side of the record, the Over the Rainbow. So then, did you guys ever do shows?
We did some shows in Chicago, but most of the shows were out of town.
Okay.
Wasn't too many. Basically, we went to the East Coast, not too many shows. I think we went once, we went down to Florida and had a show there.
Okay.
So basically, we didn't have that many shows like we should have.
Okay. And then you released one more record on the Philips label. It's another kind of show tune, Irving Berlin song, How Deep Is the Ocean?
Right.
And that didn't get that much play, did it?
Didn't get into much play at all, really.
Okay.
I think I heard it about a couple of times, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a month or so, and then that was it.
Okay. And then I don't know if I should play it now or we should maybe play it at the end of the interview.
Okay.
But then after that, you formed another group, right? Like, so first of all, the New Concept, they eventually broke up.
Yeah, we disbanded. We all went our separate ways.
Was it just like the records weren't successful, so you kind of broke up? Is that what happened?
Exactly.
Okay, and that was in the late 60s or early 70s sometime?
Late 60s.
Okay. And then you were telling me you formed another group after the New Concepts called the Second Foundation, is that right?
Exactly.
Is that the group you formed directly after the New Concepts?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and we didn't give the name of the group, but we had talked about the group a little bit in the Vows interview because your group had Lawrence and Burl at the Vows in it, right?
Right. We had two of the guys from the West Side from the Vows.
Okay.
And another group with me, it was another guy named Wayne Reedus.
And Wayne, we were talking about before, Wayne was in the group, The Original Breed and The People's Choice, right?
Exactly.
So your new group, the Second Foundation, had members, all members of other groups pretty much.
Right.
But you guys never explicitly recorded anything.
No, we never did really get off the, as you might say, into the studio. We did some studio stuff, but it never did come out. We had our manager, Ruth Moore.
Okay, and she was a famous manager, managed
exactly
all the Chicago groups,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but then I guess what happened was you ended up doing some background work for Clarence Johnson on The Brighter Side of Darkness, right?
I hate to say it, but yes, we did do it.
Okay. So you were telling me some story about how when you heard the record on the radio.
Yeah, I was listening to Herb Kent, believe it or not. Now, we're going way back, you can see. And Herb Kent was saying that he noticed that the background has really improved. And he said, these boys have really come a long way since their first record. And, you know, I had to laugh. I was in the car and I said, I guess so, because it's us, really, like some other guys.
Okay. And then, so you were telling me that I guess they had some problems getting their harmony, or they were
right
fighting.
They had really, it wasn't fighting. They really couldn't get the harmony like they should have.
Okay.
So Clarence called our manager, Ruth Moore, and asked us, would we do the background, because he was under the gun and they had to get this out.
Okay.
So we went into the studio and we was in there. I guess it was about four tunes on the LP.
Okay.
So we had got it together in about a half an hour.
Okay. So they just brought you in to sort of fill in the harmony on the record.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna play. I played in the other interview. I did one of the songs that you did background on, which is Oh Baby, which you could really tell on that song. It sounds like older people.
That's what Herb said. Herb noticed it right away too.
It sounds like older people in the background, but. I'll play one of the other records you sang on. This is actually one of their hits, just a little bit.
Yay.
So I'll play this. This is The Brighter Side of Darkness, but the backing singer is actually the Second Foundation, which is Frank Clark, Wayne Reedus, Lawrence Bibbs, and Burl Bynum. So I'll play this record, and then we can talk some more. And if anyone has any questions, you can call up 773-702-8424.
Give me a little piece of your heart, not much, just a little bit. Just a little
Sometimes you treat me warm, then you treat me cold. You play with my emotions until I'm about to explode. Consideration, build a little respect for my love. I can't handle, baby, if I knew where you were coming from.
Okay, we're back on WHBK, 88.5 FM, Chicago, talking to Frank Clark, member of the Chicago group The New Concepts. So the track we just played was actually The Brighter Side of Darkness with Just a Little Bit of Your Heart. That was actually a big hit for them. And as we're talking about, you guys actually did some of the background harmonies. Not The New Concepts, but your second group called New Foundation.
Second Foundation.
That's
right.
Did some of the background harmony on that record. So after the Second Foundation, I guess you guys broke up. You recorded stuff, but it was never released for Clarence. And then you formed another group, right?
After that, Wayne and I went to another group with George Pennell from the New Concepts and his wife. We call ourselves Sweet Mood.
What was his wife's name?
Norma Pennell.
Okay. So you formed a group called Sweet Mood. And you never recorded anything. This is like 74, around that time, probably.
Actually, it was before then, around 70, 71.
Okay. Well, this Brighter Side of Darkness actually came out 72, 73.
So it was 73 then.
Okay.
I have to get it straight, right, because I was singing with the Second Foundation. After that, I went with George and them, and I stopped singing in 75.
Okay. So that group you formed was Sweet Mood, and you did a bunch of shows in Chicago, right?
Shows in Chicago. We've been to Buchanan, Michigan. Went to the East Coast. We had a nice following.
Okay, but you ended up, you just never recorded anything.
Never recorded, had a chance to record.
But you told me you did work with Eddie Sullivan.
Too, right.
So he said he helped write some of your songs?
Right, he had some beautiful tunes, but they never did get out.
Okay, but did you record, do you know?
No, we didn't record either.
Okay. Okay, so I guess that's pretty much your story of your...
Right.
The story of your group. I guess this last song I'm going to play, I wanted to play the original version of You Can Do Me Some Good
okay.
by the Classmates. This is a real nice version of the record, I guess, but they were, it's a sort of younger kind of Chicago teen sort of sound. Your version was an updated version of the song.
Okay, right.
So, and actually, before we end the interview, actually, I guess, do you want to talk about, so you stopped singing in 75,
75,
right?
Yes.
So pretty much you were done, you just retired of the music industry or what?
I really got fed up with the music industry. We were like spinning our wheels and weren't going anywhere. So I just got to the point, I told George and them to find a replacement for me, and they did. And after that, we all remained friends. Even Burl and Bibbs, all of us, I stayed friends with them, but I just stopped singing myself.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess by 75, the music industry in Chicago was kind of dying anyways. Like, there were fewer opportunities to record.
Exactly.
So, anyways, at least you have some recorded history, you know, like, those records no one can erase.
Right,
you know,
can't
like,
erase it at all, I agree.
like, you did something. So, anyways, this last record I'm going to play, like I said, it's the original version of You Can Do Me Some Good by an earlier group called The Classmates.